You're listening to Vatican Radio. How is interfaith dialogue helping to ease tensions between members of different religious communities? How easy is it to find common ground with believers of other faith traditions? And what role does the state play in guaranteeing full religious freedom for all members of multi-faith societies? Those questions were on the agenda at a plenary meeting of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, which took place here in the Vatican this week, with the participation of Catholic leaders from all over the world. Meeting with the group on Thursday at the conclusion of the four-day encounter, Pope Francis reiterated his belief that an attitude of openness in truth and love must prevail in dialogue with believers of non-Christian religions, despite the various obstacles and difficulties, particularly fundamentalism on both sides. Among the Asian leaders attending the Pontifical Council meeting was the newly appointed Archbishop of Lahore in Pakistan, Sebastian Shaw. He told me that despite the many difficulties still facing Christians in his country, interfaith dialogue is slowly improving relations with the majority Muslim community.
Our society, especially in Pakistan, the whole world knows, we are going through some problems. There are ups and downs. But in these ups and downs, where minority sometimes or most of the time feel insecure, with the effort of inter-religious dialogue, we have a now platform to come together and talk. It brought a very nice positive result.
Can you give us some concrete examples of ways in which you feel this dialogue really is reaching out and improving or easing the tensions?
I have two, three reasons. For instance, first reason is, many years ago, in the church leadership, there were most of the time there were foreigners, white-skinned people. So in this way, we Christians in Pakistan was considered like foreign religion, alien. People had connections, relations, through our institutions like schools, hospitals, social institutions like Caritas. Now, when we are, all leaders are local, now people start, and also we come together to talk. And we also express ourselves. We tell them that we are Pakistani. We are from the same soil as you are. So that also gave a new picture of the church, or Catholic Church or the church, to the inhabitants of Pakistan, majority people, Muslim. Centuries, we are living together. Our grandparents, they lived together, and we were all the time considered either allies to America or to Europe. Now with the, that is a bit change, and change is, one is the change of leadership, local, other is through dialogue. Now we are not talking, we don't meet only in our institutions, schools and hospitals, but there is a forum of dialogue. Concrete example I want to give you is, on 8th March this year, there was an attack on Joseph Colony in Lahore, my own archdiocese. A man was charged of blasphemy. But again, the problem was, if one man did something, it has to be proved still. The result was the whole establishment, the houses, more than 100 houses were burnt. But when we heard, so we phoned to one another. For instance, I also phoned to the Imam of Badshahi Mosque in Lahore. Then some other prominent religious and Islamic scholars. Then also we involved political leaders, Christian and Muslim together. We had a conference in the Archbishop House. That was the first time we had a conference. Many scholars, Muslim scholars also, first time they came to the Archbishop House. We opened a house for them. And that's it. Together, we went to the site. It gave encouragement to people, to victims, that is not only minority people we are with them, but a majority people are also with them. So that is very concrete example. And within a week, their houses were started reestablishing, building. And people had some sense of safety. People started coming back.
Is this a dialogue, though, with the more moderate members of the majority of Muslim society? How do you reach out to those who don't share this ideal of dialogue?
It's always difficult. Dialogue is a new trend. Maybe years ago, centuries, there was a time. But now, in our recent time, in modern world, it's a new trend. Therefore, people who are like-minded, people who understand the value of dialogue, they join us. They are with us. So I think slowly, slowly we are reaching other people also. It may take time. It's possible some people will not be with us. We cannot control their mind. And also we don't have any computer chip to put in their mind or say that, okay, you think the way I think. But anyhow, there is a hope.
In his new document, The Joy of the Gospel, Pope Francis makes a particular appeal to leaders in the Muslim world to allow Christians to guarantee them the same freedoms that Muslims enjoy in Christian countries.
It is very, very significant. You know, one thing is, what I learned from this plenary council, one is we talk about citizenship, other is religious affiliation. So like I, Pakistani, being a Pakistani, I am Pakistani citizen and I have a right to be Pakistani citizen. But at the same time, when people now start to be thinking, when we talk about religious matters or religion, so people living maybe in Pakistan, wherever, first their right is to have a citizenship. The second is their own religious affiliation. So in this way, Holy Father, I think, give a very good message and invitation to Muslim leaders to also ask how to live together. We have to find the ways to live together. And I feel in Islamic world, because Muslims believe Jesus Christ, accept Jesus Christ. So in this way, they accept Bible, the book, holy book. So in this way, we have now to find some common elements. So where we can come together, talk together, and to work together for the progress of the countries and also for the peace of the world.
Pope Francis, in that same document, also talks about the need for Christians to avoid what he calls hateful generalizations about Islam.
I tell you, I admire Pope's encouraging word. For instance, to Christian also, avoid generalization. Sometimes maybe there is a small group of people, they create problem. So sometimes we generalize, all people are like that. But I think it's not. My own experience with my Muslim friends, colleagues in Lahore, even when I was a student in school. So there are so many good people, many, many good people. They love us, we love them. So in this way, I think we should all the time avoid generalization. It can harm. When we talk among ourselves in Pakistan, it's not only we talk to Islamic scholars, we invite Sikh leader also, they are minority, one or two, Hindu also, sometimes Baha'is also. No? Last time I was saying, I said now the thing is, let us start thinking and believing that there is one God, God made all of us. So in this way, we believe in coexistence. If we believe in coexistence, then I give you right to live, you give right to me to live, then there is no supremacy of my idea and not your idea. You are also good, I am also good, so together we are praising God, the same God. So I think slowly, slowly we have to talk this way and bring people together and gain more friends.
My thanks there to Archbishop Sebastian Shaw of Lahore in Pakistan.